One of the hot button issues in Florence for some time now has been childcare. I know the Chamber of Commerce has been working to push this forward through, and we have more working parents than we do childcare slots open. Adrian Pollitt and Connie Ford are with me today to talk about this. And there is the new structures that are going up on 10th Street over there next to the Justice Center are going to include some child care facilities. Talk a little bit about what we can look forward to coming up.
Yeah, sure. So we're talking about a co-located apartments and early learning child care center. The child care center will be called Elm Park Early Learning Center. It's going to be a 5,000 square foot center with four classrooms, each about 900 square feet, with, you know, restrooms for kids and adults, kitchens, administrative areas, storage spaces, all of that stuff, plus a 2,000 square foot outdoor play area.
Sure. Pick it where you're at and pick up from there. It's fine.
Yeah, it's going to include four classrooms, two of which will be ran by Head Start of Lane County, serving preschool-aged kids, and then two more classrooms run by our community provider that'll serve infants and toddlers zero to five.
Now, Connie, what's your part in this?
Adrian and I are part of the board that's going to help manage the center and help educate those in the community that want to be child care providers and to fill the teaching slots and help take care of the children. We want to find people that would be a satisfying career for. The other thing we'll do is try and find ways to help reduce the cost for the parents and families whose children will be in that center. Child care is expensive these days.
It is, and that's an interesting thought when you think about it. Okay, you're going to have a building, but you've got to have people that are able to do the work. So you guys are going to be focusing on some of that and getting people to the place where they can be these caregivers for children.
Well, part of our job as the board of Sayislaw Child Care Friends is to help support the person who's going to be running the community side of the building. And there's two ways we're going to be doing that. One is what Connie is saying. We're going to be trying to cultivate a new early child care education workforce here in Florence to try and staff that place. The other part of it is also going to be fundraising to try and have an aid program so that even on the side that's not run by Head Start of Lane County, we are going to be trying to subsidize those slots as well for the kids who are in the preschool ages.
Connie, do you have any statistics on what childcare averaging costs for folks? I know it's not cheap.
The last I heard, it was just under $1,000 a month per child. That's be wrong on that.
Well, it's hard to get data locally. There is a Oregon State University every year puts out a kind of just temperature study on what child care looks like in the state. And although we're not in Florence, we're not going up this high, but what they're saying is that we could see as high as $1,700 a month to have child care here in Oregon for kids 0 to 5 years old. I think Connie is pretty accurate for the Florence area. We are looking between $700 to $1,000 a month to help care for a child.
And again, this of course depends on the parent, who, what their schedule is going to be, how often they need it. Is there an idea that there's going to be a certain base amount that, in order, like in some places they have, well, you're going to pay $500 a month whether you use this or not?
The community provider side of our building here, that business is going to be run by the person who's providing care. So when it comes down to the brass tacks of exactly how much will be charged per individual child, that's more about how they choose to run their business. But that is why we're looking at trying to subsidize at least some of those slots, is because we know that for that provider to be able to, whoever that may be, for that provider to be able to make a profit, they do have to charge, you know, a fair amount for the work that they're doing. But at the same time, we do look around in Florence and we see that there are a large amount of parents who that amount is just too much to pay.
So ultimately, your board is going to support a person who decides to do the business there.
Yeah, that's right.
So it could be, I mean, you don't have that particular person in place right now.
We've talked to a number of people. Okay. And so far, there hasn't been any official declaration of who that might be, but it is certainly something that we're working towards right now.
Okay. Now, how many slots is this going to add for for the community?
We believe that the two rooms that will be rented out to or leased out to Head Start should hold 40 children, or I'm sorry, 20 children. And we think that we can handle 16 infants and 20 toddlers.
Wow.
So 80 children, up almost 80 children total.
The number that we ended up at is that we would be increasing the number of childcare slots in the Sayasaw region from about 150 to about 230.
Now, I'm guessing that probably still doesn't cover the needs, right?
No, I don't think there's ever going to be enough childcare providers to manage all the centers in town and manage to take care of all of the children that we have whose parents could be in the workforce. So I think it really holds them back from an ability to hold a job. So we'll continue to look for those who would like to work in childcare and help walk. There are several avenues they can become educated to work in childcare. They can start at the beginning as an aide with some really basic certifications and a background check, CPR, and earn work experience hours up the chain of command, up to a teacher level or even a director. Or they can go through an educational process and jump in, springboard right in at a level of a teacher. So it just really depends. But what we really want is people who are interested in caring for the children. We'll also need backup providers for in the event a teacher or an aide is ill. Volunteers are welcome. Volunteers still need to go through the basic certifications and a background check and CPR training to be on a licensed facility. But it can be done in a couple of days. Most of the certifications are online, real easy, free. So the CPR is probably the only thing that has cost associated. And our local fire department puts one on once a month, so that's available as well.
And again, not to minimize, I mean, you are doubling the current situation right now. So this is really a big impact.
It would be huge. And I just going back to what Connie was talking about there, you know, our goal is not just to, in the long run, is not just to support our provider with an early childhood care workforce. The idea is that as we move forward in the future, the people that we're bringing in and that we're training, you know, maybe they will work through the center, but at the end of that, maybe they'll make their own business here in Florence that expands slots even more. So I think that in the short term, you know, it's really about supporting this center. But in the long term, what our organization is really interested in is supporting childcare across the region.
And it's also possible for people to become certified or registered daycare providers in their home. And there is not only a free program that can be held at the college campus, but if they go attend all 8 weeks of the process, they can apply for a $5,000 grant.
That would be helpful.
To help them put their household in order,
right,
to conduct a family daycare.
You can't just have your regular house there, right? You've got to have the childproof electric outlets and stuff like that, all the different things.
Yep, the inspections to make sure that the children will be safe. And, of course, the state will come in and do an inspection to certify the home.
How important is this new center to the community?
I think there's a few different ways to come at the answer to that question. I think that one way, you know, I think that something that's on the mind of a lot of people in Florence right now is what economic development here looks like, what workforce development here looks like. And I think, you know, from all the way from young families all the way to the older folks living here, people are starting to realize that if we don't start making investments in kids now, that the families who come here or stay here to work won't be here anymore. We'll lose access to, you know, those things that every town needs, access to doctors, access to teachers. So I think from the perspective of making our town the very best that it can be, this is a very big project.
And you can't, I mean, it's obvious, you can't have a retirement type community without having a workforce underneath to support that retirement community. And that means you're going to have young people that have kids that are going to need daycare and childcare throughout the...
Correct. And I think that it's also important to note that while Florence has some special needs because of its rural location, this is not just an isolated problem in Florence. It is bigger than the state. It's countrywide, and many resources have been focused on developing childcare as a profession and enhancing the ability to take care of children and provide good care for them. We have quality care connections that has been assigned to work with the community college to help put programs in place. They were assigned by the state. There are multiple task force levels focused on developing childcare.
What is the estimated time for this completion of this project to get everything open and running?
I don't know if we can give a completion date, but I do know that our date to break ground on the Early Learning Center is going to be late November.
I
believe it was a year.
I think we've set a target date for right after Labor Day.
Okay.
So it's a target. You know, there will be some variables maybe, but that's what we're shooting for.
Yeah, because I know the city had put out information that the apartment aspect of it is done sometime in August, maybe early September. So it shouldn't be too long after that when the rest is going. Because I noticed they're making a lot of progress over there already. I just drove by there yesterday. I'm like, how many buildings can you put up that quick? So what does this mean for the average household? I mean, what can people get excited about?
Well, you know, one of the things that's really nice to look at is there's a huge difference between babysitting and educated childcare. So an early learning program with teachers that are trained and coached in how to handle children and be responsive and careful in how they care and raise them is very beneficial to the children. There are even programs and extra training and certifications available for children with special needs. Every child is completely different, so the teachers have to learn how to deal with all of those things.
And every household they come from is different, too.
Very. And some days they'll be happy and some days they won't be. And so everybody has to know how to work with and deal with that.
I also think that we can all just kind of get excited for the fact that we can see that we're making an investment in kids. I think that having a new beautiful building up on 10th Street that people can look at and be like, this is what we made to support our community. This is what we made to support our kids. And, you know, I think people knowing that this organization is being run by community members who have a vested interest in what happens here in Florence, in the Siuslaw region, is also something to get excited about. I mean, most of us are parents of young children here in the region and maybe some parents of older children as well. And we're all very dedicated to making this the best possible program, the best possible service that we can offer. So I think just getting excited about having something that this town deserves.
Now, you mentioned earlier fundraising and the idea of raising funds. I imagine you're looking at the possibility of what grants are available and stuff like that. Recently, we've heard a lot about federal funding kind of being cut back and things like that. Are there still those kind of opportunities out there? Maybe a little bit harder to get at this point, but still possible?
We are lucky enough that we have most of our funding already secured. Right now, we are trying to fundraise to make up a gap, basically, to get to the point that we can receive funding from the Ford Family Foundation. They are waiting to match our fundraising. We're very, very close right now. We've just launched a campaign, a Zephy and a GoFundMe, to try and raise that last little bit. I believe it's $50,000.
I think we're pushing up against that. We're getting closer.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
So as far as how that funding is going to affect us, I don't see it affecting us in the near term, at least until maybe after construction. So I think we're looking good right now as far as funding is going.
What kind of things are going to be in the facility itself as far as for the different age groups? I mean, I obviously you're going to have age-specific things in there, but are there anything kind of neat and cool that, you know, you can talk about that?
Well, one of the reasons that we're looking and working with providers right now to help us decide how it should be built, the number of slots we think we can handle, is to help put the furnishings and supplies in place so that it will be functional towards the age group. There will be an infant's room because you have to keep the little tiny ones away from the five-year-olds. It could create an unsafe situation. So there is some separation required. So the room that's for the infants is very carefully designed and dedicated toward the care of infants. It will be staffed with an appropriate ratio of caretakers to children, which, by the way, the state requires to provide for the safety of the children. It also provides for a toddler room, because once again, some of the littles are still a little small to be around the more rambunctious five-year-olds and that are starting to learn a little bit more about how to get into a little bit more mischief. And there will be two rooms of them, and they will be primarily run by the Head Start program. And they are very professional in their methodology for caring for and teaching young children.
And as far as the community side, we're trying to give whoever that provider ends up being as much flexibility and freedom as we can with furnishing. We are looking to fund furnishing from Sayus Law Child Care Friends grant funding, but we do want to have that conversation when we do bring someone on about what they want to see in their classroom and how they would like their program to look to people coming.
What do you want the community to know right now, aside from what's going on here, about maybe, you know, getting signed up? How are you trying to attract the people that you want to put through these programs? You know,
I think right now we're at the point where we're just trying to do community outreach to let everyone know exactly what the center is going to be. I think a lot of people have heard little bits here and there about what they're going to be seeing up there on 10th Street. Right now, I think we're just going through the process of clarifying that for people.
One of the things that might be of interest is the community college campus here in Florence is having a business after hours this afternoon, and they will...
This won't air until...
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
The community college campus has many programs available that can accommodate a one-day learning program for the basic certifications for an aid or volunteer. They have the accelerator program that can be on that campus to accommodate teaching somebody how to run their own child care business in their home, as we talked about earlier, that could have the potential for a $5,000 grant at the end of the accomplishment. They are discussing a program for having actual four-credit college courses in early learning, they can end with an AS or an AA, depending on what their focus and their early childhood programs and classes are. So it's really exciting that so much of it is available here and for free. We just need to get the people that are interested in this kind of a program together to learn how to do it.
And I think the other word that we're trying to get out right now is just that we are trying to secure that last little bit of funding from the Ford family. Well, not a little bit, but we are trying to secure that last grant from the Ford Family Foundation. So we do have a Zephy to share, if that's okay.
Sure.
You can find that at this is something to read. You can find that at zephy.com/en-us/donation-form/help-get-elm-park-early-learning-center-2-the-finish-line.
Wow.
So, yes. So all together, zephy.com.
So maybe we'll take that and we'll put it on the website along with the story there so people have that information. Do you have a website or anything that you guys are doing now? Or will you have one?
We are in the process right now of having a contractor design us a website. We're really close. It's probably going to be up within the next week or two. We'll be sharing blogs on that about childcare and about Elm Park. It'll have all the information about the center itself, pictures and so on and so forth, the architect renderings and stuff like that. It'll just be a really great place for general childcare information.
Do you have your web address already? Do you have the site?
Childcarefriends.org.
Child friend care.
Childcarefriends.org. Correct.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you both for joining us today.
Yeah, more than happy to. Thank you.